You're listening to a That Humble Radio production. Now, bringing you the most average quality in sports-related news, headlines, rumors, and opinions. Here's Jordan and Ted with the Max Deal.
Yes, sir. It's TMD, the Max Deal, right here on thathumble.com. Oh, my God. It's a basketball podcast where we talk about the real stuff that those other mainstream shows don't want you to know about. It's like sports news that isn't boring. We're not going to put you to sleep like a Giannis free throw. Hey, if you don't know me, I'm at Jordan_Verge on Twitter, and I can't do this alone. So who am I joined by every single time I'm joined by you, Ted?
It's Ted on Twitter at Ted GITD and Verge. It's the Max Deal. You know what that means.
Oh my God, Ted, you already know it's the Max Deal 20. That's right, 2-0 officially. That's what it says on all of our streaming platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, our website, thathumble.com, anywhere you can stream audio. The Max Deal 20. Congratulations. We made it. We are ushering in a new era.
We did it.
Of the Max Deal. We did it. No one else.
We did it.
No one else did it. Us.
We didn't.
If you want to watch us, we're on YouTube. Just search up That Humble. You're going to find us. We're TikTokers. Let me tell you about TikTok, Ted. TikTok, Ted. Ooh, that is my favorite website. Is it lame to refer to, like social media apps as websites? Because if it is, then I don't want to be right. If you go to our TikTok, you're going to find some nice highlights from the podcast, like when we talked about Montrezl.
Giannis wanted...
when Montrezl Harrell...
Trash.
Or not Montrezl Harrell, Giannis. He wanted some more Chick-fil-A, okay? And who doesn't, right? If you have the platform to just get free food, why wouldn't you just ask for more? Capitalize on that newfound Chick-fil-A fame. So he went back for more.
Do you work for Chick-fil-A?
I do.
You do work for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Let's go, Bucks.
Hey, free Chick-fil-A for life.
I don't trust you.
Hey, look.
That's not my
fault. You have Chick-fil-A's shirt on.
He does.
Oh, is it?
That's a Chick-fil-A shirt. Yeah, it is, for sure.
You said...
All right, yeah, so that's our TikTok right over there. There's a lot of good goodies out there, okay? Some oldies, but some goodies. But hey, Ted, I mentioned it before, the Max Deal, it's a basketball podcast. We like to talk sports. We like to talk ball. We like to taco fall. We took a few weeks off, you know, enjoyed some summer, had some family time, packed for an upcoming move. How are your few weeks off from the Max Deal?
Uneventful. I worked and worked and worked and worked and did some more working.
Okay.
Things are looking up. We got a little thing going on here at the end of the month, and then we got that's it. I'm gonna try to pretend like my life is fun, but it's not. It's just working, and then followed by work. So there's a key word here, Jordan: work.
Yeah, you got to put in work, because if you don't put in work, then what are we even working towards, right?
Work. Isn't there? That's a song, right?
Yeah, it's is that not a Rihanna song? I'm pretty sure that's a Rihanna song.
I think it's called Work.
Yeah. there's a Creed Bratton bit from The Office where it was like when Michael was doing like a bunch of rumors about everyone in the office, like Stanley having an affair, Pam being pregnant, and Creed asked someone, did you tell them that I can't, or that I have asthma? Because if I have asthma, I can't scuba. And if I can't scuba, what's all of this been for?
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. But, you know, in summary, I've been working and watching sports, wrestling, video games.
All of it.
But, yeah, Max Deal, we're here. We're back.
Well, you've been talking about work. Hope you're cool with like another hour of work right here. We're going to be talking about
this. The fun kind of work, you know, the work you get to, you know, kick back and talk to your best friend.
There. Oh, my God. You're so nice.
So
I want to kick things off. There's been a lot that's happened over the past few weeks. We're only going to touch on a little bit of it. We're going to get into it right here. When we last left you on the max deal, believe it or not, Team USA didn't win the gold yet. But we were at that point where we were thinking, okay, they're about to kick some French ass. Oh, hell yeah. And then they did. Oh, hell yeah. And then they did. yeah, Team USA, they won gold. This is, we're just going to go over a couple of videos in the celebration. Kevin Durant on IG Live. One thing I always love, to pull for the max deal are when these players go on Instagram Live, because you just get like a raw, unedited, just look into their life. This isn't something that we'd be able to see back in like 92 with the Dream Team.
Correct.
I love this kind of stuff. This is Kevin Durant on Instagram Live with Patty Mills after he dropped 42 points. Patty Mills dropped 42 points to win bronze. And Kevin Durant, now teammates with Patty Mills. He wanted to celebrate with his teammate.
Get out of here, man. That's my
teammate. Hey,
right, yo. Cheers. Yeah,
hey, Patty coming back to the BK. Black and white. Hey.
Hold on. I love this. Look at the way he's looking at Kevin Durant right here. Get you someone who like looks at you the way that Patty Mills looks at Kevin Durant.
That needs to be the meme of the summer. The end of the summer here, it needs to be the meme of the summer.
He's just like looking at him as if they've never met in person before.
It's either like the man, this man is amazing, or who the like that's two different ways you could take that picture.
I love this. It's
wait, so Patty was on the, what team was Patty on?
He's Australian, just won that bronze.
Third. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hey, Patty coming back to the BK. Black and white.
Burger King.
Yeah, all he could say was, man, you're tall, dude. Oh my god. What is this? When did you get so tall? What happened?
Patty says, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yay, black and white.
That look right there is great too.
Hey, you was balling. Oh yeah, 40.
Kevin Durant just didn't know what to say. He was like, he couldn't say, man, you're tall too. Patty Mills was like, man, you're tall, man. And then Kevin Durant was like, hey,
And I need Kevin to shoot on Patty here and just be like, yeah, if I get playing time behind Kyrie and Harden.
I'm 7'3". Are you ready to hit this bench, dog?
He could bench him too.
Back to the BK. Black and white.
Hey. Hey, you balling. Oh, yeah, 40 tonight. There's going to be problems for the Boston Celtics this year.
Shit. He just called out the Celtics every win. Did he turn heel right there?
It's hilarious. He's just like,
what's happening?
Are the Celtics the Nets' biggest problems this upcoming year? I don't know why he's calling out the Celtics. Well, I know why he's calling out the Celtics, but.
Why?
Jason Tatum's an earshot right there. Ime Udoka, who's our new head coach, he's also right there. He's just saying, hey, there's going to be some fucking problems for the Celtics. The 76ers, I don't know. I don't know about those 76ers, though.
Like when Devin Booker turned heel. what? Shut up. Shut up, Kevin Durant. Just enjoy your gold medal, you freaking...
Okay,
loser.
Come on. You don't need to do that. We love Kevin Durant around here.
That's not true. Don't try to put on a happy face here, Jordan. We don't like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I don't like James Harden. I don't know where you stand on him. I hate the Brooklyn Nets. Now I have to hate Patty Mills. That's not fair. But I have to. He's guilty by association. Look, fuck the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Kevin Durant. Since day one, I was not a Durant guy. All right, sue me.
I won't.
Being a Durant guy.
I'm not going to.
I appreciate it. I can't afford that right now. But look, what I'm saying is, Kevin Durant ruined 5 years of my life.
Oh my.
How long was he on the Warriors?
4 years. 3 years.
Kevin Durant ruined three to four years of my life.
3 to 4 years of my life. You know, you were a Cavs fan back then. Does that really matter to you right now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
If he should have said them Cavs. What did he say about the Celtics? I forgot already.
He said, well, why don't we ask the man himself? He said,
Kevin, what do you think about the Celtics?
There's going to be problems for the Boston Celtics this year. I'm telling you.
He should have said there's going to be problems for those Cavaliers. I've been like, cool, you're high. I don't know.
It's like, why are you beating down on us? Why are you punching down? First of all, you're the Brooklyn Nets.
Especially because like Tatum was a teammate of his.
And yeah, I think that's why he said it. I think that's why he said it.
Kevin Durant's not funny. Go on your burner account, you nerd.
Wow. Okay.
Look, I'm gonna say something. Look, this could be taken as a heel move. This is when Ted turns heel.
First of all, I just want to jump in here real quick. This is just us celebrating the Olympics. Okay, we won, Ted. We are the good guys. We prevailed. We don't need to be doing all this stuff right here.
Look, this is where Ted turns heel. That was a perfect segment. It's a segue for me. Is it bad that I kind of didn't want the U.S. to win gold in basketball?
Yes, very much so.
Just to prove that team was ass?
Yeah, no, we're Team USA, dog. Me and you are Americans. We care about...
But I just needed the world to see that this team was ass.
Or why don't we just... why don't we just, like... prove that everything we're else, really good.
Everything else. I mean, look, I was still cheering for him, but there's part of me, you know, they say like, you, what do they say about like, you can't take your eyes off a train wreck or something. What do they say?
I guess. Yeah. Someone's probably said that.
No, that's a phrase. Like, okay. You just love to watch the world burn. Basically. Like part of me just wanted to see them lose. So I could just be like, LeBron's team didn't lose. That's where I'm coming from. Okay.
This man just said, "Fuck America. I don't want to be here anymore." That's what you said.
But it was like 99% of me was like, "Yeah, USA." But then there was that 1%. I was like, "I'll be French for the day." Like,
no, dog. If the French beat us for gold, I probably would have. Been really unhappy. And you referred to me as your best friend earlier. Do you want your best friend to be unhappy? What kind of friend are you? Oh my God.
Popovich is overrated.
That's, oh my God. What's happening?
I don't actually do that.
He's just saying shit. He's just saying shit just to like try to say shit.
Not a Popovich guy.
Yeah. No, that's just because, you know, for a 1 year period, Popovich ruined your life, right?
I just don't think he's a good coach.
We'll have to come back with an NBA hot take segment at some point in the future.
Get Kevin Durant off my screen.
There's going to be problems for the Boston Celtics this year.
Look, when the Celtics inevitably sweep the Brooklyn Nets in the playoffs.
I appreciate
We're going to play this clip again, and I'm going to shit all over this man again. When he says, look, when we're on here next year, in a couple months, celebrating the Boston Celtics sweep.
Oh my God. You said a couple months, probably like, you know, 9 to 10 months, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a couple months from now. In a couple months when Jason Tatum cuts the net down from the Boston Garden because they just, that's not something they do. That's March Madness thing.
Yeah, they
but
don't
they
do
should.
That in the NBA.
They should, though. That'd be sweet.
Tatum does it after game two. It's like, no, we still need this. What are you doing?
When they sweep the Nets, we're going to play this clip back and I'm going to laugh my ass off and be like, oh, Kevin. Oh, you spoke too soon.
Oh,
sir.
Kevin.
We'll find out in a couple months.
We love you, Kevin.
No. Give me Clay on a boat.
We know how to lock Patty ass up.
I love that. First of all, you can hear Jason Tatum. There's a lot to unpack right here, okay?
There's so much in that last clip.
So we're going to peel it back like some layers.
I almost just spit my Pepsi out.
Kevin Durant said, hey, we're going to fucking kill these Boston Celtics. Y'all ain't got shit. And then Jason Tatum says, fuck out of here. And then Ime Udoka comes in, says, hey, we know how to lock Patty's ass up. For real, dog. Believe that. And then...
Patty ain't even going to be getting minutes.
There's going to be problems for the Boston Celtics this year. I'm telling you.
Fuck out her.
We know how to lock Patty's ass up.
Just got the fuck out of here is so good because it's off in the distance. It kind of like trails off.
It's just someone in the crowd. It's Jason Tatum yelling it, but...
No, I like to picture it's somebody in Tokyo. Like one of the... Like, I know there's not fans, but like... A staff member.
Just or get the fuck like, out of here, dude. Seriously.
Like a camera guy.
It's not even him talking shit about the Celtics. It's just like, we don't want you in our country anymore. Get out. You got your gold medal. Now go.
I need that one more time. The fuck out here is so good.
I'm gonna go from the beginning, okay? Because there's just so much here. I love it.
Get out of here, man. That's my team.
Hey,
right
yo.
Tee
Patty coming back to the BK, black and white.
Hey, you balling. Oh, yeah, 40 tonight. There's going to be problems for the Boston Celtics this year. I'm telling you.
Fuck out her.
We know how to lock.
So good.
Fuck out of here.
You know what? I've been notoriously on this show a notorious Celtics hater.
Yeah,
the Celtics just moved up in my world.
All right, I like that. Like
just for that, fuck out of here. Just for that, they're like, I don't know, 3 now.
Oh my god! Wait, number 3 on your teams
in the East.
Oh, okay. Who's ahead of them? Cavaliers, Heat.
No, the Cavs and
this man's just got to think of a team.
He's the like, Hawks.
The Hawks.
Trey Young.
Oh yeah, of course.
Trey Dizzle.
I like. I think they call him Sugar Trey. I think that's his new nickname.
Sugar Trey. See, that's gonna be his Twitter handle.
As Sugar Trey. I like this. I really do love this picture so much, though. I need to get this framed. I'm gonna.
whenever Patty leaves this the Nets on his after his 1 year deal, whatever it was, I'm assuming it's a 1 year deal.
Patty Mills, no, he's a ball. He balls out. He's really good.
Whenever he, I know, I'm saying, but he, yeah, but he's gonna inevitably leave.
Yep.
And then it's gonna be this picture is gonna be in the picture frame of the Wolverine picture.
You know, yeah, where he's like Wolverine in bed.
Yeah. And it's going to be Kevin Durant looking at this picture, missing Patty Mills. Or Patty Mills.
It's going to be
Kevin
Patty Durant. Mills He's looking at him. Dude, I love this. It went once, you know, I mentioned how, you know, I'm moving kind of soon. Once we're into the new studio and everything, I got to get a framed picture of this, like behind me or something.
I'm going to tell my kids this was. I don't know.
This was Jordan and Pippen right here. No, you know who this was? This was. This is JaVale McGee looking at Kevin Durant and Steph Curry getting him 2 free rings. That's probably the entire Golden State roster in that entire span of the time where you hated Kevin Durant.
I need you to make this a meme next week of just like you did with the...
the Suns and 4 guy.
Suns and 4 guy.
This is us looking at Trae Young.
This is us looking at the TikTok app.
Us looking at the TikTok app. Us looking.
Chicago looking at CM Punk.
Who else do we like people on this show, or are we generally negative? Because I like to think of us as like, you know, fun, cool, happy NBA fans. But now that I'm thinking about it, do we just?
No. We do. No, we do. We like Trae Young. We like Tyler Hero with his haircuts. We like.
Do we though? I'm pretty sure we had a pretty negative segment about Tyler Hero, and that was the last time we talked about him.
No, it's just his goofy haircut. But I think we like him as a player. I like him as a player,
dude. I think this is some revisionist history that you're kicking up at me right now.
No,
this was me looking at Suns and 4 guy for like 8 weeks straight.
It was. I think the only thing we're negative about is Kevin Durant and like the Brooklyn Nets team because. We don't like Kyrie.
No, we don't.
And that's, we have reasons.
Yep.
We have receipts, you know, we don't dislike anybody in the NBA for just disliking them. We have receipts.
Yeah, receipts, you know, like a...
They hurt us personally. And it's not like I'm just going to throw a dart at a board and be like, Aaron Gordon, fuck off. Like, that's...
No, we should do that. Hold on. I'm going to look up NBA random player generator, and we're just going to fucking roast the shit out of this dude. All right? Whoever it is.
And then I think we just... The other thing we have is just...
We just want one NBA player.
One. Should we do like
three? D'Anthony Melton? Oh my god. What the fuck is this guy's problem?
No, like when you're playing 2K, you do like three randoms and then you're like one.
Is that just because we don't want D'Anthony Melton? He seems like a nice guy. I don't want to be.
I said that beforehand.
All right. All right. We'll do three. Does this count as the first one?
That one counts or no?
I'm asking you. Does it count as the first one? No.
No.
Okay. So now we get to generate three.
Yeah. Over my neck of the woods, we call it three and a suicide. I don't know what you call it over there.
I don't know what that means. I don't necessarily fuck with suicide. Like
when you're playing 2K with your boys or Madden, any sports
game. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like FIFA, 2K. Yeah, I don't do three and a suicide. So that's like you pick three random and then, or you can go with the fourth one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can pick any of these next three. And if we don't want to hate on any of those three.
Sure.
All right. Harry Giles III. There's a lot there to, you know.
Harry Giles. He was Harry Giles a Kentucky boy? No, that's not who I'm
talking about. Juan Toscano Anderson, who I have something on him later. I have something we're going to talk about him in a little bit. So that's funny. He popped up. Oh my God.
It's destiny for us to hate this man.
Fuck this man right here.
You know what's so sad is this man used to be my boy. I used to have posters of this man. This man was everything to me.
You have shoes.
I still have shoes. Those shoes are...
They're good shoes. Yeah, he's got some good quality shoes.
I'll burn them, though, if I have to. I'll do it.
I don't think you should. I think you should save them or sell them.
No, I'll do it.
I think that's the best thing to do. Kyrie, this guy fucking sucks, okay? Listen, and like...
Does.
I'm not like a salty NBA fan by any means, okay? I'm a Celtics fan, and I think that should tell you all you need to know about how I feel about this motherfucker right here. Goddamn.
Earlier, I have the receipts of me saying earlier that Cavaliers are my favorite team.
Celtics fan, Cavaliers fan... That guy is enemy number one.
Also, hey, hear me out. Even if you guys are listening and you're like, I'm not a fan of either of those two teams, that's fine. What you should be hating Kyrie Irving for is just leaving his team. The man just left his team.
After.
Didn't contact anybody. And he pulled a hangover four.
So what he did was... he told both of our franchises, yes, I want to re-sign here. Fuck everyone else. I'm loyal to the soil. And then he said, nah, I'm going to go play with my buddies in New York. No. I mean, yeah, you did that. And, you know, good for you. I'm all for player empowerment. You know, very, very cool. No, I don't like that, though. It's just he did us so dirty, and like I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to forgive him for that. And that's not on him to ever, like, who cares? Who cares what I think, right? You know, I'm just some New England scum.
I think the two things that he like really messed up on, two different things here. You know, put the him leaving his teams aside. Bam, non-factor.
Bam.
You know, that's sports. That's business. It makes sense. You leave your team. You go get more money somewhere else. It happens all the time.
People leave jobs. Yeah, of course.
How many rookies stay on their team? You know, how many, you know, it happens. It's business. I get it. Him just leaving basketball where like...
Oh, like when he was in Brooklyn this past year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him just leaving. He just left. He was like, nah, I'm good. And then the Brooklyn Nets like, yeah, where's our point guard? They had posters around New York. Mm-hmm. Where's Kyrie come home? That's what they were saying. That, as just an NBA fan, is so frustrating. It's like, what? You left?
Take NBA out of it, you too, okay? Just as a person. The amount of damage that he did being the flat earther that he was, it's a meme, you know, all of that stuff. A lot of people look up to him, and just the damage that he did to the scientific community. He's making people distrust, you know, scientists who spend a lot of time and effort, like researching all this stuff. The bare like minimum that he can do is just acknowledge, yeah, the Earth is round. That's just something we know. I'm looking outside right now. I see a curve. Okay.
Didn't he say two more things real quick? Didn't he say like later that like he like went back on it and like said it?
He did, but like he tripled down on it when he was down. You know,
like if you're gonna have an opinion, brother, stick to it.
Well, okay, no, I don't know about that. I'm cool with being able to change your opinion based on new information. I know. But I think the information was always there. It's not new information.
Right. The last part I have is, you know, like I said, leaving your team is business. I get it. But when you leave your team and then just talk shit about it, like, just leave with your head high.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking shit on the Cavs and how he didn't want to be LeBron's son and how he didn't want to be under the shadow of LeBron. Bro, you're playing under the greatest player in the world. Superstar right now, my guy.
And he's just so two-faced and phony.
Yes.
This guy sucks.
Yes. I know he left the Celtics on bad terms. I don't know the whole story, but
he left on very poor terms and then was talking trash about us, called us racist.
He's been on the Cavs, the Celtics, and the Nets. The three teams? I'm not missing any there? Okay.
No.
I don't know why I always think he was in Charlotte, but he never was.
No, he wasn't. Kemba Walker was in Charlotte.
I love Kemba.
As a Celtics fan, you know, Kemba Walker was cool. He also is in New York now too.
Where's he at? He's on the Knicks, right?
Yeah, we're gonna touch on that in a little bit. I just want to watch this video one last time and not think about Kyrie Irving, if that's all right.
So wait, is Kyrie Irving the official? We were picking a hater.
Yeah, we just kind of threw a dart at the wall, and we did find someone.
I think it was just destiny for him to pop up.
Dude, that's so funny.
Kyrie Irving, hate club here.
Yeah, I will add it. I'll have him framed in the back with an arrow through him.
Looks like, get out of here.
What'd you say?
Has like the Joker's face on him.
Okay. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, Patty coming back to the BK. Black and white. Hey, you balling. Oh, yeah, 40 tonight. There's going to be problems for the Boston Celtics this year. I'm telling you.
We know how to lock Patty ass up. This guy's a problem.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you. Love y'all, man. I'm out. Wanted y'all to see the goals from all the guys. Shout out France again. Shout out Australia.
Shout out to France. Shout out to Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, so that's that was Kevin Durant on Instagram Live. That took up 30 minutes. Because we had to talk about Kyrie Irving's dumbass in the middle of it. I hate him.
And he did dumb.
I hated him. I hate him, Kyrie. I hate him so much. Fuck you, Kyrie Irving. You suck. Continuing. This must have been
before. Our first merch drop is just going to be a shirt that says, "All my homies hate Kyrie Irving."
All my homies hate Kyrie Irving. It's insane. I can't believe it. This man left us and then called me racist. He said Jordan Verge specifically.
He did. Flip it.
So you know, we're staying on KD's IG Live. I think this was before the video we just watched in time. But this was just really funny, and I had to bring this to the table for you to see.
Yes.
Oh, eventually.
Hey, Calvin. What's good?
Gang, 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 gang.
Y'all already know we live.
Banger, we live.
Gang. That was amazing. Wait, who was that?
That was Keldon Johnson. He's a 21-year-old on the San Antonio Spurs, also was on Team USA. Draymond Green... after the ceremony for the goal. He wrapped his arms around Kelton Johnson and said, quote, "We got a young 21-year-old they said shouldn't be here. They gave Pop shit for it, and he brought more energy than anybody. That's what we needed." So big praise for Kelton Johnson. Kevin Durant brought him in for this IG Live, told him to say what's up to IG Live.
Johnson ever put over.
He said,
"Johnson never do."
What's good?
Say what's up to the left.
What's good?
Gang, 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 gang. Y'all already know.
Dude, every time, I don't know why. Do you know Keenan and Kel, right?
Of course.
I don't know why. I just, when he says gang, he's just got that, like, the rasp in his voice that makes it sound like, who likes orange soda? Kel likes orange soda.
I love that show.
So good.
What's good?
Say what's up to the live.
Gang, 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 gang.
Y'all already know we live.
We live.
Banger, we live.
So I love that.
We live.
Someone said, not gonna lie, this was kind of awkward. San Antonio is taking over Keldon. I don't know what this means. Yeah, it was funny though. I liked that. Next time we say hi to each other, I'm not going to say hi to you. I'm going to say gang, 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 gang. And you're going to know what that means, right?
We never said hi to each other.
Ever.
No. Break the fourth wall. Anytime Jordan and I call each other on the phone, it's what to do. Some iteration of that or flight reacts. I don't know how they just intertwine sometimes.
What it do, flight crew? FTC.
FTC.
Yo, I love flight.
I hit him with the Kyrie Irving's on my head. I hit him with the Kawhi.
I hit him with the Kyrie Irving. What does that mean? Leave your team?
Leave your team and think the earth is round. Flat.
It's just the opposite of it. So there's a lot that's happened since the last time that we talked. We wanted to get into free agency after the last episode because, you know, moves were still happening. We would have a bigger picture. By the time we talked next, which was a great call on my part. Let me just say
it was
because directly after we finished talking after the last episode, Carmelo Anthony signed to the Los Angeles Lakers. And if that's where we want to start with these offseason moves, we can go over to the Lakers, see what they've done this year.
This is a nifty little website.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah. NBA.com, a little indie promotion.
I didn't know they broke things down like this. This is nice.
Yeah, it goes by date too. So like, if you want to see,
look at the sixth.
Everybody, yeah, they went wild on the sixth. Again, we recorded the Max deal like this day, by the way.
Yeah.
And then they were like, "Hey, we're gonna sign everyone."
Everybody.
So you know, Russell got traded. Russell Westbrook. You know, Carmelo Anthony. Kent Bazemore got signed. Talon Horton Tucker got
Bazemore.
See, re-signed.
It just works out. It always works out. Somebody always, the memes always end up on the teams we cheer for.
Kent Bazemore, you know, had that rivalry with Bradley Beal. Of course.
One of the first things we talked about.
Malik Monk got a contract. Kendrick Nunn signed with the Lakers.
Formerly the Heat, correct?
Trevor Ariza, also former Heat, but also former Laker. So he's coming back.
Former Rocket.
Yeah. Former Trailblazer. Yeah, where the fuck has Trevor Ariza been?
When they signed him, I was like, oh yeah, Trevor Ariza's a guy.
He's still kicking around.
Like, completely forgot he was a... What did he average last year?
Did
he average 9.4 last year?
I mean, that's what it tells me. I want to say this is career, though, right?
I have no clue.
He's 17 years in the fucking league. That's so good. Like, that's crazy. Like, people don't do that anymore.
No.
All right. He came into the league. He was... I wish that... I should have gone to Basketball Reference. Hold on. I'm going to Basketball Reference with this. Keep talking about...
Sure.
These picks, though.
Ariza, he's a guy. I think it was just... I think the Lakers kind of just went off. Did they make, you know, the craziest moves? No. I think the Westbrook trade is pretty crazy. But in the scheme of things, you know, they get rid of the trash can of
He's the trash can,
of Kyle Kuzma, Kyle with the trash can Kuzma, and KCP. KCP, not really a huge fan favorite, but I didn't hate him. Did he miss some threes from time to time? Sure, but I didn't really have anything against him. So they get
no one's 100%. You know, you can't ask someone to be 100%.
So, you know, they get rid of those two guys, and then what, some draft picks? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was.
I'm missing a player in there, aren't I?
With who they received or who they sent Montrezl Harrell.
Harrell, yes. The other trash can. They really just sent all their bad players for Washington's good player.
They're just like, all right, raise your hand if you think you should still be on the Lakers. You know, the Montrezl Harrell, KCP, Kuzma, they threw their hands up. And they're like, all right, these fuckers out of there. Send them home.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, those guys aren't, you know, I can't even call them. I think the only role player on that team, the role player that left there was KCP. Kyle Kuzma was just ass. Montrezl Harrell was ass. So they get rid of two asses for Russell Westbrook. Now, the argument that people are making, we'll get to Trevor Ariza here, the big three is like, it's going to be it's hard to share the ball. Obviously, yeah. When you have three good guys like that, I look at it differently. I think, well, if somebody has an off night, then you got two more chances for somebody to have an on night. Now, the other argument is, well, somebody's got to, you know, take a step back. And it's obviously the answer is LeBron. He will step back this year.
Yep.
As he should. The man is, what is he, 36, 37?
Something like that. Yeah, he's an old man to be playing basketball.
So, you know, I think he takes a step back. He does his thing regardless because he's still the king. And Westbrook and AD are going to have a solid year, LeBron as well. But, you know, those two guys are definitely going to be the options, and LeBron's just going to facilitate.
The big thing that I was thinking, you know, we're talking about the big three right now. Let's just get into it. I think that Anthony Davis needs to be MVP. Anthony yes. Davis. He needs to, like, be leading this squad. He needs to be the one option. He needs to stay healthy. These are the things that need to happen for the Lakers to be successful. If Anthony Davis is the second or third option, they're not going to be looking too hot, I don't think.
I would agree. And I think they have a really good shot at a chip. I think they, every when LeBron is on your team, there's always a chance at the chip. But adding Westbrook and, you know, AD when they did, you know, years ago, I think they got a good shot at it, and they added really good role players. So let's get Trevor Ariza.
All right. So, yeah, Trevor Ariza, he was on the Knicks, Magic, Lakers, Rockets for a few years, the Hornets, the Wizards, the Suns, the Kings, the Blazers, the Heat, and also the Heat. But he had a different number. So two different numbers with the Heat. So he's been kicking around. He's been around a little bit.
That's wild.
And now he's back in LA. They also got Wayne Ellington, who I think also used to be on the Lakers. Yeah. And they also got Dwight Howard, who used to be on the Lakers as well.
Yeah. Which I think bringing him back is solid because that adds more big man depth. Does he start or does he not start? He doesn't start, right?
Dude, it's hard to say because, like, I think that AD should be the center. But if they don't want to run AD at center, they got Dwight Howard. They have Marc Gasol,
Does LeBron – do they play LeBron at the point guard this year? And like, no, Russell will be the shooting guard?
I think it – you know, for me, I think the dream lineup would be Russ at the one – Wayne Ellington at the two, maybe Talon Horton Tucker at the three, LeBron at the four, and AD at the five. But again, they could run Dwight at the center and AD at the four, LeBron at the three.
Starts a small forward, right?
What?
I think Melo starts a small forward, right?
I don't think he starts. I don't think Carmelo's a starting player in the league anymore. He didn't start in Portland. I can't imagine he goes over to LA and is starting player.
I don't know why. I just see him starting with LeBron. I that's just something I can see them.
They definitely play together a lot. I don't know if he starts. He might get a few starts, but I don't know if they should be counting on him to be the the starting, you know, small forward for a championship team.
I think them adding so I think the problem, and we're only talking about the Lakers so much because, you know, they're one of my teams.
Yeah.
We're going to do. And I think they.
And I think they were one of the big winners this offseason, yeah, too. So
I feel bad sticking on them so much. But I mean, they kind of, you know, had a big offseason. I think an old problem with the Lakers that I see is that their secondary scoring was just not there. When you have last year, you had Caruso, you had. They tried Avery Bradley that one year, and he didn't do anything.
I think Avery Bradley, he was technically on the championship team, but he didn't play any games in the bubble.
So, you know, their secondary scoring was, what, Caruso, KCP.
Kuzma.
And, like, Kuzma.
Harrell.
So now you add Kendrick Nunn, who had a great postseason that year. I don't know what he did last year. I didn't follow him at all, but I saw him kill it that postseason against the Lakers. Was it the Lakers?
I mean, yes. Like, you know, when he was on the Heat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, he had a really solid. Good playoff run. Him, Goran Dragic, Tyler Herro, that backcourt was really good.
Insane,
in the bubble.
And then you add in, you know, your secondary scoring with Bazemore.
You're not going to be able to cut it.
No. And then Dwight Howard. Wherever he's at, the secondary scoring just this year has improved so much than last year. And I think Malik Monk is going to be a sleeper too, because Malik Monk's not terrible, and they got him on the low. So it's like he's definitely can prove himself, because coming out of college, he was like, you know, not a terrible prospect. Mm-hmm. Going to the Hornets, right?
Yeah. And dude, and he has bunnies too. He can jump out of any arena.
Yeah, so it's like adding him. I'm excited to see the starting lineup, but I'm also like happy that we have a bench that can actually give the starters a little rest.
Kendrick Nunn had a good number of 20 plus point games last year, so nice. He can be like a reliable scorer. Right? He only had like a handful of games below 9 points.
He started out there.
Let's see how many. Does it show how many games started? On NBA.com. I'm seeing minutes per game. He's playing like 40 minutes, 30 minutes, you know. Getting a lot of minutes. I don't know if he starts, but the minutes are there.
Definitely. I'm trying to... They still had Dragic last year, right?
Dragic isn't on the Heat anymore. But he was injured for a good part of the season last year, too.
Okay.
So that's probably where the minutes came from.
None... Hero, Duncan Robinson.
Yeah. But well, now he's on the Lakers and he's going to be balling out for them, hopefully. We talked about Trevor Ariza. He said that Russell Westbrook started recruiting him 20 minutes after Westbrook was traded to the Lakers. So
I wonder what Westbrook knows about Ariza that we don't. Westbrook is just like, yo, hold on.
Played in Houston maybe, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
Or maybe, I don't know if there was crossover there now that I'm thinking about it. I don't think they played together. I don't know what they ever played.
Westbrook's like, yo, hold up.
We need Trevor Ariza.
He pulled the ace out of the pocket. He's like, I had this here the whole time.
I imagine like LeBron and Davis and Westbrook were, you know, in like the that 70s show circle.
It's like, yo, who can we get?
And just being like, yo, you know what would be funny?
If we get Trevor Ariza.
It's like, you know, like, you know, mid-puff or whatever. It's like, yo, you know who we need? Trevor Ariza.
And then Westbrook's like, hold on, I got the contact. He's gonna text him.
What if it was like a prank? Like a sleepover type thing. And they're all like in their pajamas. And they like call up Trevor Ariza.
It's like, Trevor, you want to come play for us next year? And Trevor's like so happy. He's like, yeah, absolutely. I can win a chip. And they're like, nah, we're kidding.
Yeah. <it's> like, fuck you. this is, you know, just an LA boy, Russell Westbrook, throwing out the first pitch for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
How how happy do you think Russ is right now? He gets to be in his hometown.
Extremely happy. You know, UCLA, UCLA to the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a dream that only a few get to live out. Off the top of my head, Lonzo Ball and Russell Westbrook.
Now in Chicago for the first dance.
Look at that. You know, there, you always see these videos of people who aren't baseball players throwing at the first pitch, you know, wide left, directly into the ground, whatever.
Throws it at a person.
Yeah. Well, Russell Westbrook, he nailed it. And on the topic of first pitches, we saw his face earlier, Juan Toscano Anderson, you know, Golden State Warriors threw it out for the Oakland
Great
Athletics.
Jerseys, by the way. Great jerseys.
Oakland Athletics jerseys right here, the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I love those greens. Takes me back to my Mark McGwire days.
Yeah, whenever I see these, I just think of steroids.
Injections in my ass. That was the thing. I read the Jose Canseco book. Him and Mark McGwire would inject each other in the ass.
I watched the Lonely Island. They had like a musical where it was like Mark McGwire. It was like a comedy thing where they were just like doing steroids the entire time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Juan Toscano Anderson, bam, right down the middle. That's a strike.
Wow.
Good for him. They said,
I was ready for this to be a meme and him hit the camera guy.
Yeah. Just turn
like
around.
Get picked up.
Has anyone ever, when doing the first pitch, have they ever like, like tried to, you know how like when someone's like leading off and or I'm not a baseball fan.
A pickoff.
Yeah, pickoff. Do they ever try to throw it to first?
I wish so. You know what I'm looking at here? Look at the A's Twitter.
Yeah, dual sport athlete. Is that what you're talking about?
Just NBCS Athletics. Is this the actual like?
No,
the
it's
actual A's.
It's A's on NBCS, and NBCS, that's like their local channel. That's like the games where you can watch.
I was like, did the Oakland Athletics just like get a sponsorship? What's happening here? Why is their handle not like?
Yeah, like what's your local station that you watch the Cavs on?
I don't.
Okay.
They're not played here locally.
Oh, I guess you're right. You're in the tri-state area.
Yeah. It would. I watch. I don't even have a basketball team here, so I watch the Pirates on it used to be Root Sports. It is now AT&T Network, Sports Network.
The AT&T, Lily?
AT&T Sports Network, yeah.
Well, Steph Curry and saw then, this Toscano Anderson tweet. And he said, fuck that shit. I'm sending that shit along. Batista style.
Dude, give me a retweet for that.
That's taking that straight over the left field wall, you son of a bitch. Do some suicide,
okay,
dog.
So I know we talked about players we hate earlier.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry was on my list for a long time. The man ruined my life for 3 to 4 years, as previously stated.
Yep.
I'm a Steph guy now.
Just because of this tweet or just because of...
No, just in general. I like Steph. I feel bad that I disliked him for so long.
It's just hard to dislike him, you know?
This is my apology to Steph Curry. Steph, I'm a Steph guy.
It's just hard to dislike him. Especially when when he's saying shit like, yo, you're fucking trash. I'm going to hit the meanest bat flip you've ever seen in your life.
Now, I know he's referring to Jose Bautista.
Yeah.
From... he used to be a Pirate. He was shit on the Pirates.
I think
he
was
Toronto.
Yeah,
and
Blue
he became
Jay.
A fucking stud. But I'm picturing Steph Curry hitting the meanest bat flip and then doing the pyro stance that Dave Bautista does.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Arms, the machine gun arms. That's what I'm picturing Steph Curry doing. He's running to first.
He's running over to Juan Toscano Anderson, kick to the gut, getting it up for a Bautista
Steph
bomb.
Steph Curry bomb.
and then doing another bat flip.
<That'd be> amazing.
All these fucking
bat that he flipped it previously.
we're talking about the Lakers. Let's just keep talking about them. Paul Pierce said, if the Lakers don't win a ring this year, it's going to be a big hit on LeBron's legacy. He's not top five all time if Lakers don't win, let alone lose in the first round. No more goat talk anymore. So that's Paul Pierce on LeBron's legacy.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Do you think Paul Pierce has a point?
If he doesn't win this year, he's just out of the top five. What? That's a little harsh.
Yeah, like what?
Paul Pierce wishes he was in the top 10.
Yeah, he wishes that he was in the top 25.
And you're a Celtics guy.
Yeah, oh my God. Paul Pierce is not top 25. He's top five Celtics of all time.
Paul Pierce is like one of your idols, and this is coming from you, so I respect that. So it's like...
Yeah, he was one of my idols before and after I saw his IG Live and him wilding out.
What did he do on IG Live?
So this is something you don't know about.
I don't.
Okay, he had like a bunch of strippers or just women. I don't know if they that's what they would do professionally.
What their line of work is.
Yeah, I don't know what they do professionally. But yeah, he had like a bunch of strippers. They were all smoking like cigars. He's just wilding out on IG Live and he's like married too.
Oh boy.
And then like the next day ESPN and him like cut ties.
I need LeBron to come out with a quote and be like, Paul, should cover me on ESPN this year, brother. Oh wait,
yeah, that's not gonna happen, right?
LeBron is like, you know, regardless of if you like LeBron or don't like LeBron, there's no argument that he's not one or two.
Yeah, if we're drafting an all-time, you know, list, or it, you know, all-time like teams,
yeah,
I would want to pick number two. I don't want to make the choice between Jordan and LeBron because the first person has to pick. It's a win-win second person.
I'm taking LeBron all day just because we can get into that another day of who's better. But
see, I'm only taking LeBron on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I'll take Jordan Thursday through Monday, though, all right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I get it. It's so close as one and two, 1A, 1B, whatever you want to call it. But. Mm-hmm. To be out of the top five, Mr. Pierce, what drugs are you on, sir?
And it's just like, is he actively hurting his all-time case if he doesn't win a championship every fucking year of his career? No.
Right. Most players are lucky to win one.
Yeah, most players are lucky. Yeah, let alone to win four, right?
Right.
Paul Pierce won one championship in his career, and he thinks he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Huh?
Hey, Paul Pierce, Paul only has one.
Yeah, 2008.
They're just like, hey, Paul, who's your top five of all time? All right, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen.
No, fuck Ray Allen. That's what he's saying right now. The way we're talking about Kyrie Irving, nah, that's how he feels about Ray Allen.
That's hilarious. I love Ray Allen.
Yeah, Jesus, I'm sure you do. The Heat did a lot. They got... I think they re-signed Victor Oladipo, right? Yeah, they re-signed Victor Oladipo. Yeah. They re-signed Duncan Robinson, Dwayne Dedman, Gabe Vincent, Markieff Morris.
What does a veteran extension mean?
That's like where they extend a veteran. Where do you see veteran extension, I guess? I'm sorry.
Under Jimmy Butler's September 7th.
Oh, okay. That might be where like you can extend a player before they're like normally
eligible.
When
I hear veteran, I always think of like 2K where you give them like the veteran minimum. There's no way Jimmy Buckets took a veteran minimum.
Oh, he did not, but Udonis Haslem did. And they did re-sign Udonis Haslem as well.
This man
has played like four games in the last 8 years, but he's just kicking around still getting a paycheck.
Didn't we start off one of our episodes with Udonis Haslem?
Yeah,
was having career points.
Him and Dwight Howard were getting into it. You remember that? Yeah, it was his first time playing this entire season, and he fucking knocked out Dwight Howard.
bringing in current NBA champion PJ Tucker.
Yeah, no, it's a huge pickup. The biggest thing for them, you know, is Kyle Lowry. But to receive Kyle Lowry, they had to do it in a sign and trade, which meant that Goran Dragic got sent to Toronto, and Goran Dragic, after being in Toronto, said, "Fuck Toronto! I do not want to be here anymore. This place sucks. I do not want to be working here." And then he had to take that back because looks like Toronto didn't want to trade him.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on, before we leave the Heat. So they Oladipo, Jimmy Butler re-signed, they get Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, those are just the big hitters. So, like you said, it, so NBA champion, so PJ Tucker. There?
Lowry, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler.
PJ Tucker at the four, I assume, and then Bam Adebayo at the five.
Not a bad team.
That's although a good lineup. That's a good squad. Tyler Herro off the bench.
Lowry guy. I respect Kyle Lowry for his plays like a fucking bulldog in there, but I've just never been a Lowry guy.
One team that I'm looking at that you may be thinking, why am I going to this team? I'm going to the Cleveland Cavaliers, okay?
Okay.
They received Ricky Rubio. Did they trade Ricky Rubio away to, or he's still there, I believe. They got Evan Mobley, and they re-signed Jared Allen. That's May. You just look at these top three up here.
Hold on, I'm stuck on Varejao. The Wildcat, that was my boy back in the day. You think he's going to make the squad?
he played in May.
That's my boy. I didn't know that. That's how much I was out of the Cavs last year.
Yeah, it's like we have a basketball podcast, but we see this kind of stuff, and I love it.
I knew about Rubio. I'm excited for I'm excited they drafted Mobley. I thought that said rocket scale. I'm like, what is a rocket scale? And then how's Jared Allen? Jared Allen's like iffy with me. He's not a terrible center, though.
The reason I brought up the Cavaliers is Larry Nance earlier this month, he tweeted, quote, per sources is just another way of saying I want to start this rumor. And I thought that was really funny.
That's what we do.
I want to start this rumor.
Per sources.
You know, per sources, Kyrie Irving's a bitch.
I'm gonna tweet that right now.
The reason that I got this tweet up is because I've had this video on. I've just been thinking about this video, and I've been trying to find a way to get it integrated into the show. And then when I saw that tweet from what is even his name, Larry Nance Jr., I knew that I needed to bring this to the table for you. Okay.
Okay.
So this was a tweet from Bleacher Report back in 2018, March of 2018. It went viral in July of this past year. Someone said, I still find myself up late at night wondering why they posted this.
Okay.
And this is the funniest. Like I said, I'm just going to let it speak for itself. Okay. There's nothing else I can do to hype this up other than just play it for you.
Vince left wide open, goes inside!
What just happened? What did I just watch? Why was Patrick's story Vince there?
Left wide open, goes inside!
SpongeBob theme song.
Dude, the little.
What?
And the caption for this was Larry Nance going full savage. Demon emoji.
What just happened?
Never go full savage.
From Bleacher Report.
Nance left wide open, goes inside!
I'm so confused. What? Why did Bleacher Report tweet that?
Genuinely curious what the Bleacher Report social media team dialogue was before posting this.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That was fantastic.
I guess it was the evil Patrick meme was pretty big around the time.
Wait. That's great. We might have to do some investigating there. Go up on the
LeBron Lion one. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
What the fuck is
Hold on. Wait a second.
Hold on. I haven't seen this yet.
It's from Bleacher Report, by the way.
What's the caption? LeBron going full savage. LeBron the Lion of the NBA. Taking it to the hole. All right. All right. Here we are. When, okay, I thought that Kyrie Irving was the lion of the NBA because he always lies.
Swept away by Shumpert. Sucks. Here's LeBron James. Okay,
he's got four. What the fuck?
Oh my god. What's his name?
No way.
Yo, hold on.
Yo, this shit hits there. Different. What?
I don't.
Shumpert. Here's LeBron James. He's got four on the wing. He's taking himself. Look out!
I don't know if it's better than the Patrick one, but it's good.
Is this legal? Like, are you allowed to just turn into a lion, like Power Rangers style?
I guess. Hold on. Why is Bleacher Report not doing these like every week?
Every fucking day. There's no hire me to do this. I'll figure a way to do it. I'll go to school. I want a chase down block from Giannis where he turns into the Pillsbury Doughboy. And when he blocks it, he makes that noise that the Pillsbury Doughboy makes when he gets poked in the tummy.
Yes. And then I want the block on Iguodala to be to have the Ghostbusters in it.
It's just somehow. What? Yo, I just see a blurred what's this guy's name? Kyle Korver. He's like, what the fuck? Why is a lion on the court now? Now he's running for his life. Look at this.
How do they do that?
He's just running for his fucking life.
He's got four on the wing. He'll take it himself. Look out!
What is this?
How did they do that? That's a.
It's like you know those like old books, the Animorph books, where
I do.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking about right here.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Played by Shumpert. Here's LeBron James. He's got four on the wing. He'll take it himself.
The voice is great.
Oh my god! All right, well,
that Monta Ellis.
I think so. Yeah, Monta Ellis on the Pacers right over there. Someone said that one was kind of fire. All right.
Great insight.
Oh my god. Ted, that was wonderful. I'm happy I was able to find a way to talk about Larry Nance Jr. Geez, all right. There's two things I need to talk to you about, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm done with free agency. We okay. talked about it. Maybe we'll talk about it more next week. In regards to this show, when I say the name Klay Thompson, you know, give me a couple of words that come to mind for you.
Oh, splash, Starbucks.
What was the first one?
Boat.
I like that you said yachty. Starbucks. Why the Starbucks?
I feel like he always has a Starbucks when he's on his lives.
I like it. Yeah, if you don't know about Klay Thompson and his boat, here's a video of him with the Rook. Is James Wiseman's nickname the Big Ticket? Because that seems kind of wrong. That's like,
we talk about this every time we watch this video. I think that's
that's famously Kevin Garnett's nickname.
Okay.
Got Rook on the boat with me.
He just goes gang, gang, gang.
Damn thing, but I'm teaching them the ropes. What it's like. A Rook on the boat with me. You don't know a damn thing, but I'm teaching them the ropes. What it's like to be a straight captain, baby. It's nice out here. You got anything to say, Rook? You don't even know.
He just roasts him on his way out. Yeah, so that's Klay Thompson on his boat. He's kind of a big deal around here on the show. You know, made this picture about him, you know, him hanging out with Andy Samberg and T-Pain.
So good.
I'm on a boat. Well, you know, what you said was true. You know, boat, you said wet or splash?
Splash.
Starbucks. All of these things have something in common. Wet, you know, like things that are wet. Boats are wet. Splash is a wet term. Starbucks, you know, coffees are generally wet. And that's what Klay Thompson is. There's this video that came on social media. It looks like it's on his Instagram story. He's just making things rain, dog, okay? We got Hurricane, well, what's that hurricane that was just hitting up the East Coast? Henri? Hurricane Henri? Making a lot of things wet up here. Seemed maybe a little insensitive because a lot of damage was had. But that's what Klay Thompson is doing over here. He's just not missing. Look at this.
Just splashing.
It's just so good to see Klay Thompson, like, do this really again. Is. You were talking about Steph Curry earlier, how you're a Steph Curry guy. I'm a Klay Thompson guy.
Yeah.
I like this guy a lot. Look, he's just... Is this a gif? What? What if we're just... What if it's just two shots and it's just, like, the perfect loop? It's like a TikTok.
We're like, how is he doing this?
Dude, Klay Thompson is so good. I'm so excited to see him play. I heard a rumor on the street it's going to be December 25th when he makes his return to the league. So put that on your calendar. What did I say earlier? I got two things left. So this is the last thing I'll get to. The last thing I'll get to today, Ted, and then we got to call it a day, okay?
Yes, sir.
We talk about rookies a lot, this upcoming rookie class. Houston got a stud named Alperen Şengün, okay? He's a 19-year-old from Turkey. Mike stud? What?
Mike stud?
No. He's a 19-year-old from Turkey, and he wanted to let his fans in Houston know that he's happy to be in Houston. So he posted this video on we've been saying Instagram. He posted it on Instagram. I don't know where he posted it.
Hey, Houston fans.
Sure.
I am so happy. Hey, Houston fans.
That's it.
There is a guy with a gun pointed at him on the other side of the phone. 100%. What's this guy's name?
Alperen Şengün.
Mr. Şengün, if you are in trouble, blink twice.
Hey, Houston fans. I'm happy.
I am so happy.
Who's in Houston? What are Houston players on the other side with a gun?
John Wall.
Mouse? It's the mouse. Look at the mouse real quick for me.
Who's the mouse over there?
Pull their mascot. Isn't he a mouse?
Let's see. Okay. Houston Rockets mascot?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's a mouse, right?
Yeah, why?
Clutch. I don't know. But he's on the other side with a can with a handgun pointed straight at this guy.
He's on the other side holding a gun. And say you're fucking happy.
I'm happy.
I imagine he was like, all right, take this phone, film a video, say what's up to Houston fans, and say it, and tell them you're happy, all right? Puts out a cigarette on him. What the fuck?
That's so good.
Now I can't get away. This guy...
he's so adorable, but he's also maniac. It's
fucking terrifying. Look at this.
So good.
Now tell him you're happy.
Fans, I am so happy. Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
You can kind of hear like a faint voice in the background right before, like I'm right at the beginning of this.
Hey.
Who is that?
Hey, Houston fans. I am so happy. Hey, Houston fans. I am so happy.
I am so happy.
I'm happy you liked this video as much as I did.
Where is that at?
In the undisclosed location of that fucking mouse, apparently.
No, I'm saying, like, where did you, like, where is this link from?
I found this on Reddit. I don't know where, like I said, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know where he posted it, but I have this video. It seems like a ransom video that I just like stumbled upon. Like, and I didn't do anything about it.
It might be. How do you spell this guy's name? I need to find
it. It's Al, or
thanks.
It's ALPEREN space SENGUN. And when you're looking him up, I'm going to play this again.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Again, he's from Turkey. Maybe English isn't his first language. He might not have like a good like grasp of it yet. But this was really funny.
Yeah, nothing against him and his language barrier, but god damn, it's so good.
Dude, I know that someone handed him this phone and said, "Say what's up to Houston fans and say you're happy." And he took it so literally.
Where did you find this?
Hey,
video?
Houston fans, I am so happy.
It's the pause after.
How did you find this video? It's nowhere to be found.
Dude, like I said, I think maybe... Okay, so what really... Yeah, okay, I said Reddit earlier because what actually happened is I woke up one morning and there was a severed horse head next to me, okay? Blood everywhere. And like attached to the horse was a knife and a note. And on that note was a URL to this video. So I just typed that in and I found this video, and I guess I never really thought about it that maybe it was a troubling scene. I just thought,
I mean, that makes sense.
This was a funny video. I got to show my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the dead horse head is about, but I mean, it's a great video.
Oh my God. Oh.
Throw your hands up. Oh God.
Yo, you don't want to do anything. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, Clutch. I'm gonna make you clutch your fucking purse. I'm gonna make you clutch on for dear life. Clutch on to consciousness once I'm done with you. All right, well, Ted, that was the Max Deal right here on on thathumble.com, YouTube That Humble. We're TikTokers. We're gonna have a lot of TikTok videos up, I assume. You can check me out on Twitter at Jordan_Burge. My boy Ted is at TedGITD. Again, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you stream audio, you're gonna find us. There's exclusive content on our website, thathumble.com. It's the Max Deal. Ted, we do this thing every single week where we talk. We're back now after a couple weeks off, but you do this thing where you take us out.
You hear what I say? Was the Max Deal. We learned a whole lot today. We learned that we really do hate Kyrie Irving, and it's no longer a joke. Kyrie Irving sucks. We wish him nothing but the best in his future endeavors. I hope Brooklyn goes 0-82, and Kyrie Irving sucks. I don't know if I said that already, but Kyrie Irving sucks. Kyrie Irving sucks.
Wow.
And listen, Mr. Alperen, Sigun, whatever, however you pronounce your name, I'm sorry that I pronounced it horribly wrong. If you need help, Jordan and I are right here. We'll get one way out to Houston, and we will save you, sir. So that was the Max Deal. We'll see y'all next time.
Not basketball.
It got real quiet in there.
Two pandemic semen basically coming.